Reformed Church.
Firstly, I just want to review something that we were talking about last week, because last week we were talking about our body being a garden, and in the Bible, all the places in the Bible where, again, this is really a pervasive thing. This is not just like one verse or two verses, you know. I always make sure if the Lord's showing me something, and if I'm reading a verse and I say, you know what, that seems to be, that seems to mean this particular thing, I always tell the Lord, Lord, give me a lot more verses so I can substantiate it to people, because Scripture is an awesome way to confirm a fact sort of by two or three witnesses, so it's not just me and one verse saying something, you know what I mean? When you see it, the more verses you see in the Bible for something, the more it really solidifies you in that this is really true, which is really the beautiful diagram of what the temple represents to begin with, is that it really just solidifies you in all these other truths that we've heard and we teach at Reformed Church. So, but one of the things that we were talking about was in reference to the pillars. So I just want to review this very quickly from last week. The pillars have a fountain on the top of the capital of the pillar there. And then these are, you know, our sort of best representation of lilies. And one thing I want to point out with that, you can throw up Song of Solomon chapter 4, verse 12. And that verse describes, if you aren't aware, Song of Solomon is actually a conversation between Jesus and his temple, or Solomon and his temple. Obviously, we represent the temple. Solomon represents Jesus. And that's the whole book of the Song of Solomon, pretty much, is that conversation between them. And Solomon describes his temple, which would be Jesus describing us, as a garden enclosed, and as a spring shut up, a fountain sealed. And so what you actually see here, we're going to go over more of this in the future, but a garden, you see lilies here enclosed in kind of this net, in these chains here, and a fountain sealed. But then also, he describes it in verse 15, as a fountain of gardens. I didn't get to show you this picture last week. A fountain of gardens. That perfectly, you know, he's talking about the pillars here in this passage. Not to mention the fact that there are also pomegranates on here, right? And also in verse 13 of this chapter, he describes, he says that your plants are an orchard of pomegranates. I mean, he says a fountain of gardens being the lilies, an orchard of pomegranates. He refers to it all as being enclosed, which would describe the net and the chains that are over top of, and these are all things that are described, elements that are described that we've read in the past with the pillars. So you know that this is definitely, this passage is one of the first passages I read and realized that he was talking about Solomon's temple here and describing it. The woman, the way that he describes the woman in Song of Solomon is describing the temple. But the one thing, this is, you know, again, just bear with us here on the thing here. If you were to take this away, I know it kind of looks a little pineapple-ish, you know, because this is just, we had to keep this a cylinder for the sake of being able to slide these particular pieces up and down, because these actually come off here. Unfortunately, I won't take the time to do that right now, but they do slide up and down, so we had to keep it cylindrical. But you can see when it says a fountain of gardens, I think that was verse 15? Yeah. A fountain of gardens. There's literally, behind those chains is like a fountain coming out of lilies. Actually, when the Lord first showed me this, I drew a picture. So this is actually a picture from when I first was learning these things. And this is more of the way that I drew it, you know, almost like lilies, kind of like that, because it does describe the lilies, the capital being of lily work. And then it says that there was a fountain on top of the capital. So therefore, that would be a fountain of gardens. Literally, if you took the chains and stuff off of the top of it, because there's net and chains off of it. But you can see the perfect, I mean, Song of Solomon 4 is just, I mean, like it just, it's just a start to finish description of the top of those pillars, right? So we were talking about the fountain, and not to mention the fact that the Bible, we also read this in the past, in two messages ago, I believe. I called it the fountain from our belly. We also went over the fact that the fountain here of the pillar and the pomegranates and everything, it says is over against or is near the belly. And that is a perfect description of the Holy Spirit, because John 7 says that the Holy Spirit would proceed forth from our belly as rivers of living water, or also calls it a fountain in John chapter 4. So the fact that he describes all of this is just, you can see, again, we already went over this, but that these things represent the manifestation of the Spirit coming forth from us. And in particular with the lilies, we were talking last week about the lilies sort of blooming forth from our belly, right? Like the gold running out the door, and then there's lilies outside the door, sort of showing them like bloom from our belly. Because that's how the Holy Spirit, when he manifests, that's how he's described, as like shoots springing up or budding forth. But we also said, though, last week, the Holy Spirit, therefore, is called a seed. The seed is not always referring to the Word of God, right? The Holy Spirit himself, as a person, is called a seed. He's put on the inside of us, and then when he manifests, it's called him budding forth or blooming, therefore. And one thing I want to give you, I just want to give you a quick verse that I didn't have time to give you last week, just as a sort of speculation. I'm not even going to call it an opinion necessarily right now. Don't quote this to your friends unless God gave you some other, you know, more extensive revelation on this. But 1 Kings 6:18 in the King James Version, 1 Kings 6:18. Again, this is just speculation, but it's interesting enough that I feel it's worth mentioning, and then we're going to get on with the rest of the message here. But 1 Kings 6:18, it says, "And the cedar of the house," so on the inside of the house where all this gold is here, it's actually, this is like gold-lined cedar on there. And actually, and the cedar is from Lebanon, the Bible says, which is also interesting. The Song of Solomon, chapter 4, we just read, when it talks about the fountain of gardens and stuff, it talks about these things flowing out. And it says, streams from Lebanon, literally. So it's like flowing from Lebanon. And this is cedars from Lebanon. And anyway, you listen to last week's message for more on that. But it says the cedar of the house within was carved with knops and open flowers. This is, again, speculation, but I just want to let you know that this is something that I'm looking at, because the word knops there, I just, once you know that the lilies represent the seed of the Holy Spirit sort of blooming forth and manifesting forth, and I see that inside the temple there's a thing called knops and open flowers that were carved on the walls of the temple on the inside, and it started to get me thinking, let me look at that word knops, because without any looking into the definition, I already looked at that and thought, I wonder if that refers to like the seed inside of us. Because, you know, you just, when you know certain biblical concepts, you start looking for it, because you say, well, I would expect, if this is true, I would expect this to be there. You can sort of make predictions, therefore. And so, again, it's just speculation. I wouldn't teach on this as fact until I had a lot more scripture for it. But the word knop, I just find it interesting that it, when you look at the definition of it, it means a gourd-shaped ornament. I guess thus far they've only seen this word used for like in architecture, so that's what it's called. That's the definition right now. But the root word is from a word that means to burst, as if a gourd or a wild cucumber bursting and spreading its seeds. So that may be enough. Let me give you an example. That may be enough for some people to just teach on that as a matter of fact, that it represents the seed, but that's not enough for me, okay? And I don't believe that should be enough, right? I think there should be further extensive research to corroborate that information with other scriptures or something to let me know that knops really means the seed that's sown inside of us. That's why there's knops and open flowers, or at least that's my interest in this. My speculation here is that the knops and open flowers perhaps represents the seed of a flower inside, carved in the walls of the temple here, which then would make sense if, and I will say this though, the knops aside, the flowers themselves though, I'll upgrade that to opinion and say, I would actually sort of expect that the flowers, at the very least, carved on the inside, represents the seed of the Spirit, that flower seed, you could say, on the inside of us, because then you see when it's manifest, you see flowers on the outside, right on either side, you know, of the door of this this manifest sort of gold here, and then the flowers on either side of it showing that this is blooming forth from the seed that was sown on the inside of us. So I think it's interesting. I think it's worth mentioning. The knot part, I'm kind of, you know, still looking at that. The flower part, to me, I think that is, you know, who knows, maybe in the future I'll be able to give you a more emphatic view on that, but I tend to believe the flowers do represent the seed at the very least, on the inside of us that was sown there.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.